people they love in Christ Jesus. Father, I just thank you for them. I thank you for their humbleness, their meekness that they carry, the spirit of peace within them. Father, I just thank you, Father, for the compassion that you have placed in each one of them for your ministry, Lord. Keep them safe, keep them strong, keep them healthy. Continue to provide all their needs, Lord, because they look towards you. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord, saints. The Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. And as the psalmist says, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me, and he delivered me from out of all my trials and troubles, and set my feet upon a rock. Establish my going, put a new song in my mouth, even the song of praise unto our God. He said, many shall see it and shall fear and shall trust in him, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changed. So I just want to welcome the Lord and thank him for the Holy Spirit that is here among us today, from the praise and the testimony. It's a blessing to you, the saints, share of God. Wonderful work is still going on towards those who believe him and trust him. So I just want to give God thanks and praise him. And this is a miracle that we could be here today. Miracle. Because Eileen, I want to probably share and give you more of that in detail. But I think at the airport, since I've been traveling on planes and going from one place to another, this is the worst time I've ever had at an airport. But the Lord was there. I used it for his glory. And when people are saying, I give up and no more hope, I said, no, God is ready for you right now. Give him over to, give him, take care and give your life over to him, because he cares for us. Amen. So I just want to take this instrument and welcome a song that I like to play. Enemy is real, right? Amen. But God is still on the throne. It's when we stand up to say something for him. He's our adversary. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Sometimes this instrument does take one little drop. But God is good. Mm-hmm. is still in Gilead. Amen. You know, you can see the attack of the devil. He doesn't like you to say nothing for the Lord. But this is a direct attack this morning right here. But we've been well trained by the Holy Spirit. We don't give up. Because God is on our side. And if God is for us, who can be against us? He's a loser. And so because he's a loser, we don't worry when things happen. We just look to him who is the mighty God, the mighty fortress, our deliverer. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against us. So, praise the Lord. I'm going to share a few things. I'm going to stand right here and as you finish.
You hear this? Oh, my. I'd like to hear my voice. I want to hear his voice. Father, thank you for your voice that you speak. And your sheep hear your voice. That's what your word says. Even when we feel we're not hearing you, we're just not listening because your word is true. Thank you for your people today that are here, Lord, gathered in your presence to worship you and to hear from you. We are so grateful for this body of believers. They're our family. We're so grateful to be here. And Lord, I just thank you for each one. Thank you for our own personal children that are here. What a blessing. We rarely see them. And we're so blessed. Koro and Tikva, our son and daughter. And Dove and Natasha, our son and daughter. And Lucy and Hudson, our grands. Thank you, Father. So special. We're so grateful. And I thank you for your word that you just give me something for your people, a word from your heart to encourage and to feed and to bless. Thank you, Lord. You're faithful. Even when we're not faithful, you remain faithful. And we thank you. In Yeshua's name, amen. What a blessing. I'm not going to cry, but it's very special that, you know, four of our children and our grandchildren are here. So we are so blessed. And Pastor Mike, have God blessed you. And the Koro called us and we prayed. And it was just so, we were so encouraged. His healing hand. And when, you know, you're healed by the Lord, even when you go through a hard time, you just get stronger and stronger and stronger. And such a blessing to see Pastor Ron. And I think I saw Chris there for a minute. Chris is here. Oh, she's there. Such a blessing to see you. You look younger than ever. God is good. Yeah. I really wasn't going to share too much about our trip here, which was another, was very interesting. I don't know how interesting it was. Now it's interesting, but it was a trial. It was a lot of delays. We spent 4 days in the airport almost. It was 2 days coming, and it was delays and trials. And I was just freezing there because, you know, I live in Jamaica. Your blood thins out. And it was just, we were just at the airport till late at night. And then coming back was the same thing. And so the Lord allowed it. We know that whatever God allows, he allows, and he allows for good. Though we don't feel that in the midst, but we know what the word says. All things work together for good to them that love him. So you just have to love the Lord and bear it, whatever he's bringing you through, because love is behind it. And we were in line, one of these lines, because every time our flight was canceled 3 times, so you have to get in a line for another thing. And, you know, people are on their phones. We didn't have a phone that worked. It was a blessing. We didn't have to get on the phone because the phone was making people upset, and people were cursing and upset in lines. And one lady, she looked very together. She looked very pulled together. I was just fun. dragging, and she looked so pulled together. She was right in front of us. And then all of a sudden, she said, "I give up." And she left. She just disappeared. But, you know, love never gives up. And when the Lord is with you and in you, you endure. You bear it because the Lord bore it. And we're his children. It's called the cross. The cross. I mean, even for me, in a personal way, when things get really hard, I say to myself, well, this is not as bad as a concentration camp. That's really what I say. And it's not. Even whatever it is, could be worse. God is good. So good. But that wasn't not what I was going to share about. And I get carried away with my stories. But before, I just want to share a verse that the Lord gave me. But I just want to thank you for sending Michelle and Jesse. Because they were really sent from the Lord. And they were so, they were a blessing. And they were real soldiers. We hardly had running water. They thought it was beautiful. It's not so easy there in the bush. They did well. And they enjoyed it. And the children loved them. And it was a very special VBS to us because it was just the four leaders. And really, we were just in the background. They did it. And it was just beautiful. Even the kids said after how much they enjoyed it. And it was the Lord. It was wonderful. And I thank you for sending them because we were recipients of really a blessing from the Lord. And so were the children. So thank you. I love Michelle and Jesse. They're precious. Kenneth will be sharing, but I just want to share a verse, one verse that popped out, and I wrote some notes that scribbled. Sometimes when I read the Word of God, I don't even look up words. You know, that's not bad. That's a good thing, you know, to look up the Greek or look up a word or get a Strong's or get a dictionary because you want more, you want to get more out of it. But sometimes, and this would happen with this verse, I ask the Holy Spirit to just tell me what it means, what righteous means, because righteous is what God is and what I'm not. I am righteous through him, and we're righteous through him. But righteous is such a heavy word. And I could look up definitions, and I can look up what it means and get. But I need the Holy Spirit to speak to me. And it's through the whole Bible, righteous. It just comes up. And I read the King James because that's what they use in Jamaica. And I'm in Jamaica, and I love the King James, but a lot of times I don't even understand the King James because it's not in modern. So I have to ask the Holy Spirit. I just read this verse, and it popped out on me. It was in Psalm 85, and it's verse 10. Just one little verse. You know, just one little touch from Jesus, and you're changed. Just one little word, just one little smile, just one little thought. You know how sometimes a child will just smile at you? They don't have to say anything. Just one little smile, and it speaks. I can even say for my husband, it's not what he says, it's what he doesn't say so many times that ministers to me. Because I'd say a few things. But he doesn't. So sometimes it's what you don't say. It's speaking. Okay, I'm just going to read the verse. I love the Word of God. You just want to eat it when it says taste and see, because it's a help. It's hope. It's life. You have to live in this book. If you're not living in this book, you're not going to make it. You're spending too much time on that. And though that is good, There's a lot of good things, but it's not like this. And if you have this on your phone even, so some of our kids use it, you can switch to other things that could pop up, or I don't know. You can't hear. When you hold this, it's just this. So it's a good thing to have this. Okay. All right, Psalm 85, verse 10. Mercy and truth are met together. Oh, just that. Mercy and truth. So when God speaks the truth, this is the truth. The word of God is true. If mercy is not together, it's not really the whole truth. Mercy and truth meet together. So when God gives you something and you're sure about something and it's the truth, why don't you meet it with a little mercy? And then it will be a little different. It'll have a little embellishment. You know when you embellish something? You know when you, well, ladies know when you adorn. So, you know when I get, I'll put my little pearls. It'll just, you know. That's what mercy does with truth. You need a little mercy. Even if you know the truth, this is the truth, the whole truth, and it's true. But it needs a little mercy. Because God is merciful. In fact, I think when he appeared to Moses, the first thing he said, the Lord God, merciful. He had mercy on you and me. Have mercy on other people. Have mercy on anybody, no matter what they do or what they have done to you. Just a little mercy. Pray for mercy because it goes with truth. It says, it's what the word says, mercy and truth are met together. Somehow there's some kind of relationship. And then it goes on to say, righteousness, this is the word, and peace have kissed each other. That's so sweet. And you know, this is not an erotic kissing, and you know, that's why you don't have to watch, you shouldn't watch too much TV and movies and everything, because it's going to affect the word. Because when you kiss, it'll just affect it. If you stay in here, kiss will be kiss, just a little, you know, like a little kiss. That's what righteousness and peace have kissed each other. We need peace. There's no peace out there. When you hear bad news, you need peace. When something happens, you need peace. When you can't take a situation, you need peace. Well, they kiss righteousness. What is righteous? What God is. What he is. Who he is. I have to get some water. Oh, there it is. That's when you're old. You still think it's there when it's here. Okay. So I stayed on the word righteous, and I'm going to close because I can't take too long. It is not only what God is, it's what he does. He's righteous. And if we're not living in that righteousness, you're not going to have peace. You're not going to have peace. You have to seek righteousness. You have to look for it. You have to read Psalm 119 and see what the Lord says about righteous, because in ourselves, we're not. We're your self-righteous. Maybe. But righteous is of God. It's other. God's ways are not like our ways. Even if I think right. I shared once with somebody, I said I had a day, I did so much that day. It was a lot accomplished in every way. My house, meeting with people. I felt so good. I got into bed at night. I don't know if I ever shared this because it changed me. And I felt, oh, I had a good day. And then I had my devotions before I went to bed. And the Lord said, you think you had a good day? I said, oh, a wonderful day. He said, no. And he started to show me all the things that he wanted me to do that I didn't do. That's not righteous. That's just feeling good that you accomplished something in yourself. That's opposite. Righteous is something of God, what he thinks. It's not the way we want to go. You do not want to go that way in your flesh. Because it doesn't satisfy flesh. It's of the spirit. It's pure. It's holy. It's right. It is right. It's right. We have a neighbor. He's a welder. He doesn't know the Lord. We've been living next to him for many, many years. He drinks. His wife left him. He gets angry. He's not the nicest man, but we love him in the Lord because God loves him. God died for Welder like he died for me. So God loves him. And he's hard to do anything for because he's very tough. He's just tough. Jamaicans are very tough, resilient people. In fact, their motto is no problem, nothing. They can do it, no problem. And I know years ago he had something on his foot. I soon come, honey. This is my last story. And he had something on his foot, some rash, and I had something for him. And I said, I got the right cream here. Let me. And I was by his calf. I was rubbing. He couldn't take the affection and the, he said, I'll put it on myself. He just couldn't take it. I said, okay, fine, because I like nursing and first aid. I said, that's fine. You're not getting. And he's hard to help. Kenneth offered to help him clean up his goats once because the smell was coming into the mission when the kids were there and it was just smelling awful. And so Kenneth said, well, after I'll help you clean it up and I have some stuff. And he went in a rage. And cursed Kenneth all night. Everyone can hear loud all night. He just, you know. So he doesn't have many friends. And he's just miserable, poor thing. But we're his friends. Because Jesus is the friend of sinners. Do you know what sinners do? They sin. They sin. You have to just remind yourself, that's what they do. That's what we did before we knew the Lord. It's what we do when we know the Lord. But we have an advocate. We can go to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me. This is wrong. He doesn't have anybody because he doesn't know that Jesus is the friend of sinners. So he burns garbage out his yard, plastic, everything that you wouldn't want, and you're just going to smell all this horrible. But if you went and told him, that's not good for the environment. He'd curse you all night. It would get worse and worse. So all you can do is pray. You can pray. But you can't hate Wilder. You can't get angry at him if you're a believer. You can't go there. If you do go there, you'll have no peace because righteousness and peace have kissed each other. So whatever he does to upset you because he's your neighbor or whatever he does in his life, you have to react to him in righteous. You won't get it from yourself. You'll say, that's it. I had it, this man. Enough is enough. But righteousness and peace have kissed each other. It's so sweet. You want peace in your life? You need righteousness. You need to do what's right. If you're not doing something right, you know how you'll know? No peace. Just your spirit will be disturbed. You know what that is. Well, that's what there's righteousness is missing. Just go to the Lord and ask him to whatever it is to make it right. And then righteousness and peace will kiss each other. Okay. I'm going to give you one more kiss. All right. God bless you.
After how many years? 48, 47 years of living for the same person. It takes God to do that. I know. It's a blessing every day. Amen. So, I will start to share a few things. Yes, sir, please. God is lifting us up into our higher heights and deeper depths in Him. And He wants us to move on, grow in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Since the first time I gave my life to the Lord, I love Him so much that I wanted to know everything about Him. So if you want to love somebody, you want to get to know them. Spend time with them, right? And see what comes out of them. Because I said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. So what comes from out of the mouth, it comes from the heart. My wife used that verse with me all the time, and I said, yes, you're right. That wasn't right. So this is one of the things that the more time you spend with Jesus and the Spirit of God, the more the Lord is killing our flesh, killing the man that is here. As the Rasta term was said, killing the high. You know? So the high in me, my, and I. So the more of His word I read and get to learn of who He is, I is dead and Jesus become alive. So I can trust Him, because He said, without faith it's impossible to please God. And the word of God brings faith in your life. You can get to trust God for the word's sake, because what the word said, the word is truth. And He's the way, the truth, and the life. So if we abide in Him and His word abide in us, we shall ask what we will and it shall be done unto us. Because we're doing what pleases God. And His love is demonstrated in us. So we can love the most vilest of person. Because I was vile at one time. For such were some of us. And I came from out of that environment. That I had to just cry out to God and say, God, have mercy upon me and just save me. And the Lord lift me up out of that horrible pit that I was in and set my feet upon the rock. And I tell you, this is the most wonderful experience I think I could ever have in my whole life. And I'm still growing in grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus. The Bible said, put on the Lord Jesus and make no provision for the flesh. So I want to just play something more before I go on with a little more. I want to play the song that says, Lord, lift me up in higher ground. Can I bring this down a little bit more? Oh, this one. Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Amen. I just want to thank the Lord for this privilege to share His word and ask the Holy Spirit to take charge. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this wonderful body, Lord, this body of Christ. Oh, Lord God, and thank you for your word and thank you for the Holy Spirit that is here with us. We ask that, Lord God, you will just open our hearts and our mind that, Lord, we will receive that which the Lord has given today to each one of us, and that we will take it and see the work that God has prepared for each one of us for His glory, because we are your workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God before ordained that we should walk in them. And so we thank you, Lord, that as I share this brief word this morning, that the Spirit of God will minister to our hearts and to see the importance of being conformed into the image of Jesus, to trust Him and to let Him lead us and guide us. And many that are led of the Spirit of God are called the sons and daughters of God. And Lord, we're living in such a day that we need to walk in the Spirit, to have your discernment, to discern what the Lord is saying to us. Because there's many voices out there. And so we ask that, Lord, that your word will make clear clarity in our hearts, and that it will we receive it, and may we use it in these last days for your work and for your glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, I see the man of Moses. I love Moses. And I just want to read a few verses in Exodus. And Exodus chapter 3. Amen. I'm going to read from the first verse. Amen. And it says, "Now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the backside of the desert, and came to the mountain of God, even to Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burnt with fire. The bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see the great sight which the bush, this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here I am. And he said, Draw nigh not hither, but take off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the ground wherein thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said, I am the God of thy fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. Amen. I'll stop there for a minute. So there was a call, and there was a time when God called us, and we were so busy going our own way. But there was a call, and there was a call for each one of us today that we can come to hear what God is saying, that we can encounter what He's saying and encounter God in such a way that we have the knowledge of who He is and the revelation of who God is saying and what He's saying. Moses said, I am the God of thy fathers, Moses. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. God is a consuming fire. And I can tell you how much I love fire, because I usually burn a fire every day up in the mountain to burn things that needs to be burnt up. Not garbage, but leaves and trees, roots of trees to work things out and to plant things. And sometimes you need fire to get it out, to burn the root out. And so God appeared as a burning fire. And Moses saw this fire burning this bush and couldn't understand why this bush couldn't be consumed. This is the kind of God we serve, and that's what is one of His names. He's a consuming fire. And so the word of God is quick and powerful, and He said it's sharper than any two-edged sword. So when God called unto Moses, Moses said, here I am. And so God gave him the command. It was time for him to go and meet one of the most powerful men in the world, that was Pharaoh, to address him, to say, to let my people go. So, we see sin is a terrible situation, because God has called us who have been in a situation, we were entangled in the things of the world, and we were one of those same people that God delivered us from and out of the condition of the world. And I thank God that I've been through the situation that I've been. Not that I enjoyed, but because being a child of God, nobody can say, God, I really thank you for what you've done for me. And the experience that I gained from even being out there in the world. Because one famous singer, Mick Jagger, who I encountered in my past playing out there in the world, he was singing a song that said, I can't get no satisfaction. And he said he tried and he tried and tried, and he said, I can't get no satisfaction. And believe me, I tried everything since doing that. I tried being a Muslim. I tried being a Buddhist. And a friend of mine who was a Buddhist as a part of the music scene, he said, man, if you come and trust this man and you chant with me, you will see what God planned for your life, and He will talk to you. And he took me to this mosque one day, what do you call it, temple, right? At the temple. And I went there, and there was Buddha sitting in that corner, and it's the most frightening things I've ever seen. It's like I've seen a demon just sit there, and the terrible spirit was over that thing. And I said, no, I can't stay in this place. This is not for me. And I took off. And a friend asked me, what's wrong? I said, no, this is not for me, because that can't be God. I can't relate to that. So he said, come on, chant with me tomorrow, and you'll think different about that. So I said, no, well, I'm going to just wait and see what's going to happen in my life. But that's not the way for me right now. But it came to that time when I was doing so much over the years gone by, and I was miserable and tormented in so many ways. And it's like my back was against the wall. I couldn't go any further. And my wife, Eileen, was separated, and she started praying for me that God would torment me until I come to know who He is. And those prayers, that is why I am here today to give you that story, because they work. I was a tormented man. Day and night, couldn't sleep. You know, and if you know where we live way up on top of this mountain. The last, I was up on this mountain, and I was just going up and down, and couldn't find any satisfaction, no peace. And came back to this house and to this room, and yeah, Michelle, know the house. Yeah, she's smiling. She sees the little place. And I cry out to God because my mind was going on. I said, God, if you're real, help me. And when I said it, that's all I had to say. I was lifted out of the condition that I was in. And know who I was for the first time of my life. Not a musician in the world satisfying my own flesh, but a child of God, fearfully and wonderfully made. And submit myself to Him and turn my life around completely and get to understand what this book was all about. And I was delivered and set free. So I get to know the Lord, because when I get to see this could be real, but after I read it and read it, and I see how the God loves me so much, that I said, God, help me to serve you. And there it is. I start to read the word of God, and God has delivered me and continue to bring me into higher heights and deeper depths in Him, that I could get to trust Him. The things that happen, I don't get frustrated. I say, God, allow these things in my life. I mean, Eileen and I restored, and we came back and live here in New York, and we move up to Newburgh. This is one of the wonderful changes in my life that God did when He brought us up to Newburgh and meet all you lovely people that was there. My neighbor was Ginny, and you couldn't want a better neighbor. And such a blessing, you know. Paul, we know all these wonderful Christian forces around us and praying for us, and we have such a wonderful time and encouragement in the Lord. So, again, God wants us to encounter who He is. That when the enemy comes to really distract us, and we get to know who we are in Christ Jesus, that we know His voice. So the word said, my sheep know my voice, and another they will not follow. And I get to see that God is good, and He's loving, and He's patient, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come into repentance. And I have a burden in my heart for people who was lost. I don't have any hope. And so this is why I start really burden for people and witness to them and tell them about the love of Jesus. God, take us. While I was in Jamaica, God, take us back to New York. And as a musician, I don't think I would ever do a 9-to-5 job, because I usually see these, you know, I just thought that wasn't me. But God put me into a factory in New York City. And working with people who I need to share the gospel with. And I'm telling you to tell you this, that God is still speaking to each one of us. And this Monday I went on the job just working, and it was a company that makes electrical lights. Some of those things that you see up on the roof, they're 2x4 fluorescent lights. And I was wiring the thing. And